بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب بيان ما يجوز من الكذب. In the previous chapter we read that it is haram, and that is the primary ruling, to lie. Lying is forbidden, is not permitted at all, in the same way like backbiting. But however, there are certain times when it is permissible and even compulsory to backbite and even to lie. But for that there are two major conditions. If a person wants to go that route, first he must have the knowledge. When is it permissible? Not just of his own thinking. He must have the knowledge according to Sharia. When is it permissible to lie or to backbite? And the second is, he must have made his tazkiyah, that is his purification and control over his nafs. Otherwise he will be doing it for his nafs sake, in spite of having knowledge also. But if he has control over his nafs, then he will know when he is doing it, that lying or that backbiting, for the pleasure of Allah, and that it is necessary. And he's not doing it only for his nafs. Without those two conditions, a person must just stick to the basic, that lying is totally forbidden, backbiting is totally forbidden. اعلم أن الكذب وإن كان أصله محرما. I understand that lying, though the original of it is that it is haram, فَيَجُوزُ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَحْوَالِ بِشُرُوطٍ, and it is permissible in certain conditions, which he says, I've written in my kitab, Azkar. And shortly, that is, أَنَّ الْكَلَامُ وَسِيلَةٌ إِلَى الْمَقَاسِدِ, that speech is the means to reach our objectives. What we want to achieve, speaking is a means thereby. فَكُلُّ مَقْصُودٍ مَحْمُودٍ يُمْكِنُ تَحْصِيلُهُ بِغَيْرِ الْكَذِبِ يَحْرُمُ الْكَذِبُ فِيهِ. And then every objective which is a good objective, a good thing, and it can be achieved without lying, then in such cases lying is totally haram. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ تَحْصِيلُهُ إِلَّا بِالْكَذِبِ جَازَ الْكَذِبُ. And if it is not possible to reach that good objective but by lying for that occasion, and with the two conditions, that you know that you have the knowledge when it is permissible and you are not doing it for your nafs, then in those cases it is permissible to lie. ثُمَّ إِنْ كَانَ تَحْصِيلُ ذَلِكَ الْمَقْصُودُ مُبَاحًا كَانَ الْكَذِبُ مُبَاحًا. And if the object of that speech, if it is not something which is permissible, but it is something, it is not something which is haram, but something which is permissible, then lying will be also to the category of permissibility. وَإِنْ كَانَ وَاجِبًا كَانَ الْكَذِبُ وَاجِبًا. And if it is wajib, that object, then it will be wajib to lie also. فَإِذِ اخْتَفَى, now he's giving some examples. فَإِذِ اخْتَفَى مُسْلِمٌ مِنْ ظَالِمٍ يُرِيدُ قَتْلُهُ أَوْ أَخْذَ مَالِهِ وَأَخْفَى مَالُهُ وَسُئِلَ إِنْسَانٌ عَنْهُ وَجَبَ الْكَذِبُ بِإِخْفَائِهِ. If a person hides himself from an oppressor, like a crook, like any oppressor, a person wants to do harm to you, you hide yourself, and that person's intention is to kill you, or to take your wealth, to rob you of your wealth. وَأَخْفَى, and he hides away and he lies. وَسُوَيْلَ إِنْسَانٌ عَنْهُ, and somebody asks about him, he hid himself away. Somebody knows where he is, but he knows this person wants to go and kill him. This person wants to rob him. You have got money with you, and a crook comes and he asks you, where's your money? And you say, I haven't got money. That lying at that time is permissible, because for you to protect your wealth, to protect your person, is compulsory. And if you can't achieve that without lying, then at such a time, lying is permissible. وَكَذَا لَوْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُ وَدِيعَةٌ وَأَرَادَ ظَالِمٌ أَخْذَهَا. And in the same way, if a person has got somebody's amanat, and a wrongdoer, a crook, a robber, wants to steal that amanat, wants to take it away from you. وَجَبَ الْكَذِبُ بِإِخْفَائِهَا. And there is no other way that you can save it but by lying. Then it is compulsory at that time to lie. Say, I don't know where it is. Say, there is no such amanat. There is just a story. I got nobody's trust with me, etc. At that time, that is compulsory. وَالْأَحْوَدْ فِي هَذَا كُلِّهِ أَن يُوَرِّيَهُ. And the safe path in all this is to make tawriyah. Tawriyah is an apparent lie. It's not a lie actually, but it looks like a lie. For example, وَمَعْنَ تَوْرِيَا أَيَّقْسِدَ بِعِبَارَتِهِ مَقْصُودًا صَحِيحًا لَيْسَ هُوَ كَاذِبًا بِالنِّسْبَةِ إِلَيْهِ وَإِنْ كَانَ كَاذِبًا فِي ظَاهِرِ اللَّفْزِ وَبِالنِّسْبَةِ إِلَى مَا يَفْهَمُهُ الْمُخَاطَبُ. What is tawriyah? That you speak the truth, you say the right thing, but you say it in such a way that the person who is listening takes another meaning. That is what is called tawriyah. Like for example, Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali was sorted by the British police because he went against the British government. And they apprehended him and they asked him, where is Shaykhul Hind? They didn't know him. Fortunately, photos were regarded as haram in those days by the Muslims, and so they couldn't recognize him. They didn't have a photo of him. So he just took a step away and he said he was just now here. So they all started running around looking for him all around. So he didn't lie. He took a step and he said he was just now here. So that is what is called tawriyah. That you don't speak a lie, but the listener gets a different impression. وَلَوْ تَرَكَ تَوْرِيَةَ وَأَتْلَكَ عِبَارَةَ الْكَذِبِ فَلَيْسَ بِحَرَامٍ فِي هَذَا الْحَالِ. And in these conditions, when you have to protect yourself, your wealth, etc., and you don't use tawriyah, you don't speak an apparent lie, but an open lie you speak, that is also permissible. وَاسْتَدَلَّ الْعُلَمَاء بِجَوَازِ الْكَذِبِ فِي هَذِي الْحَالِ بِحَدِيثِ أُمِّ كُلْثُومِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهَا. And ulama have deduced that it is permissible to speak lies. And what the ulama say is the sharia. And the sharia they've deduced from Quran and hadith. So one hadith of Hazrat Umm Kulsum radiallahu ta'ala anha, annaha sami'at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, laysa al-kadhab alladhi yuslihu bayna al-nas. That a person is not regarded as a liar who tries to make up between people. He wants to make the one person happy so that he can soften his heart and he can forgive the other person, so he lies something to that person to soften him up. This is permissible. فَيَنَمِّي خَيْرًا أَوْ يَقُولَ خَيْرًا. And his intention is good and he says something which is good. And in the riwayat of Muslim it comes, قَالَتْ أُمُّ كُلْثُومْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهَا وَلَمْ أَسْمَعْهُ يُرَخِّسُ فِي شَيْءٍ مِمَّا يَقُولُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا فِي ثَلَاثٍ. And she said, I did not hear from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he showed a leeway of lying besides three things which commonly is amongst people. Ta'ani al-harb, that is at the time of warfare. You speak lies to your enemy and for example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to go out in jihad, he asked the conditions of, for example, what are the conditions, weather conditions, which tribes are in the way in the south. Whereas all thought that he's going to be traveling to the south, whereas he was going to the north. So this wasn't a lie. He just asked conditions of the south and he was traveling to the north. Wal islah bayna nas, and to do good between people. The people are fighting, etc. To try and resolve that situation, you speak a lie, there it will be permissible. وَحَدِيثَ الرَّجُلِ إِمْرَأَتُهُ وَحَدِيثَ الْمَرْأَةِ زَوْجَهَا. And for a husband to lie to his wife, and for a wife to lie to her husband, so that there can be peace between them and happiness, that is also permissible. But all is with the condition that we must have the knowledge of this, and we must not be doing it for our nafs. The famous instances of the tawriya, an apparent lie, is of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where on three occasions he spoke an apparent lie. One was when his people, who are idol worshippers, were going out of town to worship their idols for a certain occasion. They asked him to join them. He said, Inni saqim, I am sick. He meant not physical sick, he meant I'm spiritually sick of what you people are doing, worshipping idols, etc. They took it that he's physically sick, that's why he's not coming. The second was when he married, when he broke the idols. And then he left the chopper hanging at the neck of the big idol. He didn't break the big idol. When they realized he was the only one left in town, it must be him. They asked him, who broke these idols? He said, ask this big idol. If thereby meaning, see, the chopper is by him and he is safe. It looks like he broke all these idols. And the third occasion was when he was traveling with his newly wed wife Sarah, and he passed the land of a notorious king, that whenever he heard somebody is newly wed, then he would want to have that woman for the night. So, and if it isn't a wife, then he would let her pass. So they asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is this with you? He said, this is my sister Sarah. It was his sister indeed. So he didn't speak a lie also. But they took it that it is his biological sister. So this type of tawriya is permissible on such occasions. But the important thing is we mustn't just jump on the bandwagon and for everything we start lying and backbiting. We must have the knowledge when it's permissible, and it must not be for our nafs. It must be for a genuine reason. Wa akhiru da'wana.